be Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Baltimore, where two barges armed with cranes will be arriving soon to help clean up the wreckage from the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse on Tuesday. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilraith warns it'll take a while.
We've got to complete the assessment process of the bridge, and the pieces of the bridge are in the water, so that we can figure out how to cut the bridge into the right size pieces so that we can actually lift them with the crane.
The governor says the cargo ship that hit the bridge is lying beneath a portion of it. The wreckage has prevented divers from recovering the remains of four bridge workers presumed dead. Last night at Radio City Music Hall,
we got three presidents in the building tonight.
Lizzo entertained at a fundraiser for President Biden's re-election bid that included former presidents Clinton and Obama. Campaign aides say it brought in $26 million, a record for a single political event. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns from New York.
A lot of strategists believe this is going to be a base versus base election. So these kinds of events, not only bringing in money, but exciting the Democratic base at a time where, as we know from polls, not a lot of folks are excited about this rematch.
Outside the event, protesters chanting Palestine will live forever in a vocal criticism against the White House handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The Israeli military says it's killed a senior Hamas leader trying to escape Al-Shifa Hospital, where there's been fighting for about 10 days now. Today marks exactly 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. A few days ago, his detention was extended for another 3 months. The Journal's assistant editor, Paul Beckett.
This is a drive by the Kremlin to amass hostages that it can use to trade for people in the West that it wants back.
Sam Bankman-Fried headed to a federal prison in California to serve 25 years for bilking his crypto customers out of at least $10 billion. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Mr. Bankman-Fried addressed the Southern District of New York courtroom Thursday, apologizing, but saying that he wasn't selfish, just made a series of bad decisions.
Beyonce's new country album is here, and hints about a famous country cover are true.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly Pete.
Jolene. Black country artists join for an homage to Paul McCartney's song.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Critics call Carter Cowboy a landmark, instantly timeless. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mike Clemens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tune in for the goodest of Friday's editions of the Devil's Advocates radio show, 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media network.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 44 this afternoon. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm by tonight. And the rain could be heavy at times with up to a half inch or more possible. Our low tonight, 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Join me, Lou Regani, as we explore the history of Racine, Kenosha, and Wisconsin. For over 30 years, I've told the story of our community, and now I'm excited to be part of Civic Media to continue this journey. So won't you listen in and even be part of the discussion? Tune your radio to 1400 AM or 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. You can always stream the show live by downloading the Civic Media app.
The Lou Regani Show, Sundays 7 till noon on WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Friday morning. I'll be joined by my good friend and regular co-host, Sandy Williams.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
On this, the final Friday of March. Good morning, everyone. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Jahnke. Glad to be along with you. It is Good Friday, so markets are closed today in Chicago after a pretty exciting day yesterday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released the prospective planting report, trying to get a gauge on what farmers nationwide plan on planting this year. We'll take a closer look at what Wisconsin farmers say they're going to be planting and the national number as we roll along. Stephanie Hoff is going to step in and tell us a story about how Wisconsin's grape growers are really worried about this weather. One grape grower in the Ripon area has already kind of resigned himself to the fact that it's not going to be much of a crop this year if he gets a crop at all because of this weather. Stand by for that. And if you're a first-time home buyer, if you're a first-time home buyer, are you going down the right path for success? You know, if you're going to try to buy a property in a rural community, or you want to build in a rural community out on that little piece of paradise, you might run into more obstacles than you realize. We're going to talk about that as well with Steve LeFou, who is one of the rural lending specialists with Compure Financial. Weather-wise today, partly cloudy skies on the way. We're going to be a little warmer, 56 are expected high. Winds out of the east-southeast about 11 miles an hour. Tomorrow, morning clouds and afternoon sun, 53. Then we've got rain in the forecast for Easter Sunday, 48 are expected high. And rain as we enter into the first day of April, 46 degrees. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, brings us weather details in about 15 minutes. This morning, we want to pivot and tell you more about the upcoming Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's Performance Bull Sale. Now, this is something that is the longest running bull sale in the United States. That's according to Alan Arndt. He's a beef producer from Janesville. I got a chance to visit with about the upcoming bull sale. He said interest is just as strong as usual for these performance bulls. And he tells us a little bit more about the trends he's noticing.
Well, I don't think bull tests are as popular as they were 30 years ago or maybe 40 years ago. Marketing has changed. There's people selling bulls on the internet every day, and they're selling a picture. They're selling a haircut. They're selling a pedigree. But most of those, I should say some of those people, are selling bulls that don't have performance data gathered by a third party. So is he really all they think he is? He may be. And then again, he may have been pampered pretty hard to look good for that picture, and nobody really knows until you get him home.
Yep, exactly. And the prices don't change. It's not like the bulls that are, like you said, sold on the internet from My Farm versus bulls that are at Wisconsin Beef Improvement Sale on August 6th. The value is, the numbers can look the same, but you stand behind the value that buyers are getting in Platteville.
Well, we try to. We try to produce a good product. We do back up the bulls with a breeding guarantee. There's a lot of things we can't guarantee the bulls will do, but we promise that they're sound and that they're producing semen when they leave. And if for some reason you take a bull home and he does not breed cows and is found not to be injured or not to have any other health issue, we'll reimburse some of your purchase price and give you a ticket to discount next year's bull. So there are things we can do. We do stand behind them. We have very few claims on that, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, right. Alan Arndt's along with us if you're just joining us. He's the president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association, and they've got their 67th annual beef performance bull sale coming up on April 6th. Now, it's going to be at the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm for the in-person visitation, or if you want to see the bulls before the auction starts. And then they're also having the online opportunity through DV Auctions. I want to just go back for a minute on something you said earlier, Alan, that these bull sales, these bull test sales, might not be as popular as they were. Wisconsin's been a real powerhouse historically for these. Didn't we have one up at UW-River Falls and then Platteville as kind of the longest running of this type in the country?
We are the oldest continuously running bull test in the country. 1956 was the first drop-off year. And we've printed that a couple times before, and we get some feedback from some other places that claim they've been around longer. But we've not had a year off. Some of those places, you know, took a year off for You pick a reason. They had a drought. They didn't have a host farm. They didn't have this. They didn't have that. But we've never failed. We started in Hancock, Wisconsin in 1956, moved to Platteville in 1970, and been there every year. I'm not really familiar with what's going on at St. Croix. I've heard they've had some issues with locating bulls or a place to house those bulls, and we don't worry about them. We try to stick with what we're doing.
I hear you. And the other thing about this sale that people have to realize, I don't want them thinking it's just one breed. That's the other nice change up for Platteville. Regardless of what your breed is, you guys try to attract participants that can offer you bulls.
We do. We give time and effort into trying to get quality bulls in there. There was a time when there were, three pens of pulled Hereford bulls, and then the demand for those went kind of soft, and we've actually got a pulled Hereford bull back in the sale again this year, and had one last year as well. So we've got a Charlet, we've got a Limflex. The majority are Angus, Red Angus, and Simmental-influenced or Simmental bulls, but we get all kinds of bulls from whoever wants to nominate them.
Beautiful. Now, I mentioned that there is an online element that you can take a look at, DV Auctions, and I should say singular, dvauction.com is the website. You have to make sure that you have been approved and have an account by April 5th to participate in this sale. What has that added as far as interest, as far as purchases, Alan, to this event?
Oh, it's really opened up viewership. We get people who watch that thing from all over the country. DV's really good about being able to identify who is online and how long they're online and what they watch. In addition to that, we get buyers from all over the country. We've had buyers from Texas, buyers from Nebraska, who maybe haven't seen the bulls in person, but they see the videos, they like the pedigree, they've done some research, talked to our consultant, and they bid and they buy. And that helps because we need to raise all the bulls, you know, to sell well and to make money for our consigners. We need that sale to carry down into the final lots in the sale. And having a bigger range to draw from makes that happen.
Excellent. Alan Arts again along with us. And the sale date, April 6th, begins at 11 a.m. That's a Saturday if you want to be at the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm. Otherwise, as we said, dvauction.com is where you can not only place your bid, but follow along online. Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's and 67th Annual Performance Selected Bull Sale, Saturday, April 6th. Talk to me a little bit about demand in the industry these days, Alan, for any bull, really. I mean, we don't want to forget, yes, AI service is part of the industry. Why is the preference for 4 feet on the ground in your own herd still as strong as it is today?
Well, AI is a wonderful tool, and I use it myself, but it has limits and it has unforeseen circumstances. You know, sometimes for whatever reason, you don't get the conception that you want. And if you're going to have some kind of a breeding season, you got to have a bull on the ground doing the job for you. There's no substitute for heat detection when it comes to beef bulls chasing cows. It's just a fact of life.
That it is. Alan Arndt from Janesville. He is the president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association, talking about next Saturday's performance bull sale. Now, it's going to start at 11 a.m. at the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm. But don't fret. They also have that partnership with DV Auction to allow you to shop those performance-tested bulls from the comfort of your home or office. You can find details at WisconsinBeef.com or dvauction.com. Coming up, I know a lot of gardeners would really like to get started doing something, but let's remember, it is just the 29th day of March. Couple do's and don'ts on the way, and then we'll catch up with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, and find out about our Easter weather forecast. Stand by for all that.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
K
keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcomed back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Friday on Matinair on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:30, and me, Greg Bach, is in charge of the show. Join us.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Her own hand in it as far as what we'll deal with weather-wise. More on the struggles that our Wisconsin grape growers are facing coming up on the way. But like I said, for you gardeners that are growing impatient and wanting to kind of capitalize on the dry spots when you find them, be careful. That's the advice of Lisa Johnson. She is a horticulture specialist with Dane County Extension, and she says there's a couple common mistakes that she deals with when it comes to beginning gardeners.
For starting the seeds, people often will start things way too early. So looking to see when the appropriate time is to start them is one mistake that I see. Again, putting things out too early is another one, or buying too early is a third. And not making sure that the soil is the appropriate temperature, because, you know, you may go out and it's 65 degrees and you're like, oh yeah, let's go plant. But maybe the soil is only 40, 45. And so you need to have that information, because the seed is not going to be happy about that.
Not going to be happy for sure, Lisa Johnson. She's Dane County Extension Horticulture Specialist. That point she's making about just because the air feels dandy on your face and you think it's ready to go, soil temperature is really an overriding factor to consider.
And the soil temperature is just as important or more important than the air temperature. So I do have a chart that I use that is helpful in determining what's the minimum range for germination, what's the maximum, and what's the optimum. And you can use a soil thermometer. They're pretty inexpensive, and you can get those in order to check and see what your soil temperature is at planting depth. And that's a really important thing, because if it's too cold, the seeds might rot or they might just sit there and sulk for a while.
Yeah, you know, that's another perfect example of where you folks on the ground, you rainfall reporters, that's the kind of stuff that you can also share with the National Weather Service. Simply stab a thermometer in the ground and find out what the soil temperature is, say 2 inches or so into the ground. Stumach Ag meteorologist along with us. I haven't gotten a chance to do that lately, but the point is really well taken that, you know, you feel like it's so warm outside when we get those pops of heat, but the soil, that's still plenty cold, huh?
Yeah, that was earlier in March. I had to put the brakes on around here. The garden was suddenly supposed to be front and center. It's like, no, early March, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, like we said, what you're feeling versus what the soil is telling you can sometimes be two different things. And now, you know, now we're going to get more rain coming up, into the weekend. And that also used to be what we considered a good sign of drawing out the frost. This year, we don't have anything to draw out.
No, but hopefully we can let that moisture settle in and stay there for us as we head towards spring. That would be the big news, a good little shot of moisture ready when the soil warmed up and we could get out and get going. We do indeed have a little drier day in store today, and those temperatures will do their best to head back to normal or a little bit above. That doesn't sound too hard to take. I think we'd all like to see that. No major strong winds to add chill factor or anything like that. A pretty nice end to the week. But low pressure is going to build in from the west. A system, towards southwest South Dakota this morning. The radar indicating there is a little snow in North Dakota and in the far northwest and northeast parts of South Dakota, too. That low will pass off south of Wisconsin and bring precipitation for most of us tonight, just into early tomorrow morning. Believe it or not, in that time frame from midnight tonight till 10 a.m. Saturday, northern Wisconsin. Well, we're looking up toward the Menominee Reservation and further north, Park Falls area, all the way up to northwest Wisconsin, having a winter weather advisory midnight tonight till 10 a.m. tomorrow. Up there, they expect some snow, could be a couple of inches. Hopefully not a big concern or problem for a lot of folks. They can take it in stride. That's the hope. But that low passes off to the south. In the southern parts of the state, rain around a tenth of an inch or two, about the most we expect. Another low follows in pretty quickly on the heels of that system. So a little later on Easter, in this afternoon and on toward evening, showers or maybe even a thunderstorm developing. Again, just a couple of tenths of an inch of rain, but some rain wrapping up the weekend, starting us into next week. Temperatures next week do their best to be in the upper 40s and finally finding 50s midweek or later. That's normal and just a little above. So April still doesn't sound to be all that mild, but it does show signs that things will start to be a little more like normal heading that way. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, floods. What you see in real time helps tremendously in the warning process. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to relay local weather observations. Tracking vital weather information also plays an important role in gathering climate information used in our daily agricultural workday decisions. Volunteer citizen scientists have been lending a hand for decades and thoroughly enjoy this very important hobby. To become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
All righty, Stu, let's talk a little bit more about what's coming our way weather-wise. I mean, that's a perfect example of why we don't want to get our guns up here. What'd you say? Winter weather advisory for far northern Wisconsin. Anybody that's heading that way, maybe for the Easter break or that, might want to be mindful of changing road conditions, huh?
Yeah, if you're heading way to the north, late tonight, early tomorrow morning, things could seem kind of wintry again. But fortunately, even there, temperatures warm enough, the snow melts off pretty quickly, even after it gets on the ground. For most of us, a pretty fine day today. Some sunshine, call it partly sunny skies developing, and temps in the low 50s, I think just a few upper 40s along the Lake Michigan shore, and the northeast winds become southeast a bit later, 5 to 10. It's tonight then that clouds develop, showers, a small chance of a thunderstorm in far southern Wisconsin late tonight, and a lot of upper 30s, maybe some low 40s in the west, east winds 5 to 15, a little rain early tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy Saturday. Not a bad day. Upper 40s, a few low 50s in the south. The northwest winds 5 to 15. And Sunday, mostly cloudy. Afternoon rain expected for a lot of folks. Upper 40s again, maybe a 50 in the west. East winds at 5 to 10. That rain overnight Sunday into Monday, Pam. So if you're still trying to wear that Easter bonnet Sunday afternoon, it may get wet.
I was going to say, all those pretty little shoes that go along with that pretty little outfit might be a little bit muddy going to Easter brunch or what have you, huh?
Well, brunch is going to be all right. It's the later afternoon when the rain really hits.
All right, get the Easter egg stuff done early.
There you go.
All right. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
You too. See you then.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, checking in with all the weather details you're looking for, and it's brought to you courtesy of Compure Financial. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compure.com. In fact, I'm talking with Steve LeFou from Compure Financial. It's that time of the year. A lot of folks starting to sniff around, maybe thinking about buying their first home. Ooh, it's a tough market these days. You want somebody to really be there with you as far as guidance. We're talking with Steve about how they help. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. So I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd
here.
Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
CBS News Brief. Two barges with giant cranes are headed to Baltimore to begin clearing away wreckage from the collapsed Key Bridge, yet to be recovered. The remains of four bridge workers. Governor Wes Moore.
That water is so dark and the debris is so dense that in most instances, our divers cannot see any more than a foot or two in front of them.
President Biden and two former presidents, Clinton and Obama, team up for a New York fundraiser. Aides say it brought in $26 million. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
It's a record for a political fundraiser, bolstering Biden's significant cash advantage, even as he lags behind Donald Trump in the polls.
Beyonce's new country album dropped this morning.
Up next on the Smoke Hour is Just for Fun by Beyonce.
I'm going all out.
Cameos by Willie Nelson and Dolly Parton on a Jolene cover.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Rockford, Illinois are sharing more about four people who were stabbed to death Wednesday afternoon.
A 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
Reporter Mark Remillard says one of the victims was a letter carrier for the post office. We still don't know the suspect's motive. Wildlife officials have found a dozen new viruses in Wisconsin fish, including a type of coronavirus found in walleyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tests sport fish from time to time. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say the fish coronavirus is a close cousin to a virus that kills birds. Scientists say people cannot get it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with a loss in New Orleans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks kicked off the road trip with a 107-100 loss to the Pelicans just a day after he said he needed surgery on his right wrist. Pat Beverly changed his mind and played 7 minutes with two rebounds in the game. The Bucks' Damian Lillard asked, how do you match a physical team like the Pelicans?
You just got to set the tone and start the game. You come out physical, you understand the scouting report, no personnel, no tendencies, and you play to it. You know, try to be first, and I think that's to your advantage if you can start the game that way, and we didn't.
College hoops, it's Marquette tonight against NC State down in Dallas. Head coach Shaka Smart.
It's been a heck of a journey to this point. Our guys are doing a great job being locked in on the moment. Obviously, NC State presents a lot of challenges. They're playing terrific basketball. I've known Kevin Keats for a long, long time. Ton of respect for him. So it'll be an exciting opportunity for us.
Hockey, the Badgers men's team will face off against the Quinnipiac Bobcats in the NCAA tournament tonight in Rhode Island. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Friday on Nightlight, I welcome paranormal investigator Todd Michaels and music and movie producer Wendy Schneider. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 44 this afternoon. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm by tonight. And the rain could be heavy at times with up to a half inch or more possible. Our low tonight, 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
WRJN is pleased to support the Royal Family Kids Camp with a very special opportunity for you to be courtside when the Bucks play the Celtics April 9th at Fiserv. This four-pack of courtside VIP tickets is valued at more than $2,000 and includes parking. WRJN listeners can bid on these tickets online at WRJN.com/Bucks. The winning bid gets the tickets, and the entire amount supports Royal Family Kids Camp, a week-long residential camp for kids 7 to 11 years old who have been in and out of foster care, neglected, abused, or abandoned. Every camper has the opportunity to build friendships with other kids in the same situation and gain a lifetime of positive memories in the process. There is no cost to families. That's why this ticket action is so important. Your winning bid will help provide a great camp experience for several kids. Again, log on to WRJN.com/Bucks to make your bid. And thank you from Royal Family Kids Camp and WRJN. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
kind of like to a former lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, we're trying to feed the world, but right now this crazy weather's got a lot of producers a little off balance, including our Wisconsin grape growers. We're going to talk with one up by Ripon that's concerned he may not have much of a crop at all this year because of this crazy weather. Stephanie Hoff's got the details. Stick around. Morning again, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Happy Easter weekend. Today, Good Friday, the markets are closed, but we'll recap where they landed yesterday after the big prospective planting report. Today, we're looking for cloudy skies. It's a little warmer, 56. Tomorrow, morning clouds, afternoon sun, 53. Then rain in the forecast Sunday and Monday with daytime highs in the upper 40s. So today is the 29th day of March. On this day in 1974, the Terracotta Army in China is discovered. Considered one of the most famous finds as far as history is concerned, 8,000 soldier sculptures that were found by local farmers when they were digging a well for water. Terracotta Army discovered on this day in 1974. On this day in 2004, Ireland becomes the first country to ban smoking in all workplaces. And happy birthday today to the bod. She's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition 5 times. Happy 60th birthday to Elle McPherson. And now you know. Well, we want you to know, Wisconsin farmers are struggling, be it commodity prices, and now this weather. Stephanie Hoff joins us now with a story about how a Ripon area grape grower is anxious about what Mother Nature is going to bring him and what he'll be able to take away.
Ryan tells me that his wine grape yield is likely to be on the low side if the vines start to bud before Mother Nature is done with her cold spells. He says it's been an unusual spring.
So the 30-year average for growing day accumulation for a March 20 date is going to be about 16 growing degree days. And we are, if you take Madison and Milwaukee area, we're right around 85, maybe. If you take Appleton, we're a little bit more like 60. So from that perspective, we're pretty significantly ahead of a 30-year average, very significantly ahead. That's not the only variable that plays into account here on when we'll see bud break with grapes. There isn't really a formula that you can sit down and say, okay, if we plug in these variables, then we're going to know what bud break actually looks like from a date perspective. But some of the things that go into that are variety, because every variety is going to be a little bit different. The growing degree day accumulation is going to have an impact on it, but there's not like a super direct correlation. And then some other tangible things like soil temperature is going to have an impact on that. And that's one of those things that definitely plays into it this year. So not only are we seeing an accumulation of growing degree days very early in this season, but we're also probably going to be feeling the effects of ground that never really froze hard, if at all, this winter. And that's something that definitely plays into account when considering what bud break is going to look like.
Ryan, have you had to do any damage control yet this spring?
I don't think we're going to see any or much, at least, winter damage. But you know, that warm soil and that additional heat so far this winter and spring, to the point where we didn't see that frost, we didn't see significant snow cover, and we saw a bunch of heat, is those soil temperatures are going to be quite a bit ahead of where they would normally be at. So that puts us in a position where we haven't broken bud anywhere yet that I'm aware of in Wisconsin. It's possible, but things are definitely starting to move, or the buds are just starting to push out just a little bit, and that doesn't put us too far away from bud break process. You know, if we see green shoots or green growth at all, then being sub 32 degrees is going to be potentially pretty impactful in a negative way.
We know how volatile Wisconsin weather can be, especially in the spring when sometimes we do see a late frost or snowfall in May. So that'll put you on edge a little bit, it sounds like.
To be perfectly honest, we're going into the spring, and I'm anticipating that we're going to see a very diminished crop or no crop at all, potentially. It's really hard to gauge what a year like this does. And you know, this early of a spring, we know that we're going to get cold temperatures in April. Even if the soil temperature is warm, and even if things warm up pretty fast, we're still going to see freezing temperatures in April, probably late into April. And at that point in the season, when we have this early of a start, we're likely to have too much green growth. And if we get into the 20s, there's likely to be some amount of damage. The lower those temperatures go, you know, that's going to be even more impactful with grapevines, because there's actually a three buds in each bud, the primary, secondary, and tertiary buds. With that primary bud, it's going to be fully fruitful. If that dies, a little bit later, we'll see the secondary bud come out. And if that dies, we'll see a tertiary bud come out. Secondary bud is going to be maybe 50% fruitful. The tertiary bud is going to be not fruitful at all, but it's going to sustain the vine ultimately. So that puts us in a position where we might see a diminished crop, or you might see some buds die and others not die, but you don't really know until you experience it.
Ryan Prowlwitz with Vines and Rushes out of Ripon says they have had a few bumper crops in the past few years. However, wine consumption has been down since COVID. So the silver lining to a low-yielding wine grape crop is that it will balance out supply. We'll check back in as the season progresses to see how the vineyards are navigating this unusual spring. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Good luck, Ryan. We're pulling for you, buddy. Thanks, Stephanie. Markets are closed for Good Friday. Yesterday, barrel cheese was up 0.75 cents at 142.75. 40-pound block cheese gained a penny at 141.75, while double-A butter gained 0.25 cents to 284.25 per pound. So it looks like Wisconsin farmers are going to plant fewer corn acres this year. The prospective planting report was released yesterday. Wisconsin farmers expect to plant 200,000 fewer corn acres this year compared to last, but they want to add 90,000 soybean acres this year. And that's kind of a theme we saw in the prospective planting report yesterday. On the close Thursday, December corn finished 15.5 cents higher at 477. November beans were up 3, 1186. July wheat up 13 at 575. The April Class 3 milk closed 8 cents lower at 1556. The May milk was down 9 at 1596 a hundredweight. Up next, if you're a first-time home buyer, you're probably a bundle of nerves and probably looking at a stack of paper. How to make sense of it and make sure that you're getting a proper deal. If you're buying properties out in the country, you might need a little extra help. We're talking about that next with Steve LeFou from Compere Financial. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial, home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you hear? A beloved Racine tradition is celebrating 50 years and will be bigger and better than ever in 2024.
It's Salmon-O-Rama. The annual July event is moving back to the festival hall grounds for this year's special occasion. Organizers say there will be unique festivities to commemorate the anniversary of Salmon-O-Rama, including fireworks, music, food with a focus on Wisconsin traditions like cheese curds, and with more event space, additional activities and attractions throughout the 10-day celebration. This is also a big part of the city's goal to attract more people and activities to downtown Racine. Save the dates, July 12th through the 21st. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Todd Lobel, Friday, noon to 2, talking to Brady Ewing and the Week in Review right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You have to think about the financing side of things. You have to think about just exactly how much inventory is out there for you. You need people on your side. And that's why we're talking with Compeer Financial this morning. Steve LeFou is one of their first-time home buyer experts, ready to kind of guide you through the process. And one thing that people forget, Compeer is not just about agriculture financing. Steve, you are one of the experts that helps those first-time home buyers get started. Tell me a little bit about what makes Compeer different when it comes to helping those first-time home buyers get into the market.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're professionals. We're in the market. We have a good idea of where prices are at, what the market is currently like, and how that can change on a weekly or even daily basis, what's happening with interest rates. And so it's great to talk to a lender kind of in the earliest stages of planning to become a first-time home buyer, because we can get you pre-qualified. We can ask you some really good questions about your budget and your credit history, maybe give you some tips on how to improve any of those things. And so when you're ready to actually get shopping, you will be armed with some good information about what you can afford, what your payments might be, and really just go in with a plan.
Steve LeFou is along with us. He is one of the loan officers that can help you out if you're a first-time home buyer looking at a rural property, which can come with some unique challenges. I want to remind you, though, to qualify for Compeer's first-time home buyer loan program, the property and the applicants have to meet some special eligibility requirements, underwriting requirements. Compeer can explain to you all those details. It's not a commitment to lend or extend credit. Program terms, requirements, and conditions are subject to change without notice. Compeer Financial, though, is an equal housing lender, and that is why we're talking with Steve. You know, all of that does matter, Steve, when it comes to people that want to be out in the country. Their unique properties, generally, you already alluded to the fact that they may come with some specific challenges. There's a webinar coming up on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. What kinds of things float to the top as questions that normal first-time home buyers ask of you?
So for the first-time home buyer program, a lot of people are wondering, what type of property can we purchase as part of this program? Because a lot of low or no first-time home buyer programs have certain requirements of, it can only be this many acres, or it can only be this old, or only in a certain area. And so we're going to go through in the webinar a really high-level overview of not only our program, but other programs that are out there and what you can and can't do with some of those programs. And we feel like the Compeer Financial 0% down first-time homebuyer program is more of a catch-all for a lot of different scenarios and properties out in the country. So we'll be talking about that February 21st at 1 p.m.
Now, what can I do to prepare for that, Steve? What kinds of documentation will Compere look for if I've been thinking about this and maybe my husband and I have been kind of looking at listings or something like that? How can I be fully prepared to not only tap into the information during the webinar, but get ready for that first appointment with someone like you?
Well, certainly join the webinar. We'll go through a lot of good stuff there. Before, during, and after the webinar, things that you're going to want to understand is any lender, including Compere, will look at your credit score and will look at a debt-to-income ratio. So get a good feel for your own personal budget. I think before Compere or I tell you whether or not you can afford something, you should have a good idea on your own already. So sit down at that kitchen table, take a look at what your income was in 2023 or what it is now, and then go through your expenses. Make the budget all the way through and figure out, okay, how much room do we have in there for a new housing payment plus taxes and insurance? So we're going to go through those various programs, budgeting, some information about credit, and then features of the program, how it works, how it's structured, and what you can use it for.
It doesn't just end there. For anybody that's ever purchased a home, you know there's always those additional expenses, inspections, insurance, closing costs, etc. How do you prepare first-time homeowners for that, I guess, unknown, Steve?
Well, I think at the beginning, we want to let them know it is a big deal not to have to bring a down payment towards the purchase. But, yeah, there are going to still be closing costs, and the clients do need to pay for those closing costs out of pocket. So you will still have to pay some money to become a homeowner, but things like title services, an appraisal to get a valuation on the property, and other fees are going to be included in the purchase. So I will talk to the clients about what those things are and about how much money they need to be setting aside just to be sure that they can cover those costs and still have funds on hand for anything that might come up like we discussed.
Yeah, it could be the biggest purchase of your life. You do not want to make a mistake. Steve LeFou is along with us, one of the loan officers that's going to be guiding you through this unique opportunity with Compere Financial. Again, they've got a special webinar coming up at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, February 21st. You can go to compere.com, search the webinar there. Please do register in advance. They'll go into a lot of detail there on how you can prepare for that first-time home purchase. Again, I want to remind you, to qualify for Compere's first-time home buyer loan program, the property and the applicant have to meet eligibility and underwriting requirements determined by Compere. This is not a commitment to lend or extend credit. Program terms, requirements, and conditions subject to change without notice. Compere Financial, though, is an equal housing lender, NMLS. Their number is 619-731. Steve, how do you feel about rural properties these days? Are they plentiful? Are they something you've got to be careful with? What are some of the ancillary conversations you have with people that are kind of thinking about it, but don't know where to look, don't know where to start? How is the rural housing market?
I think that there's more demand than there is supply. So if you're wanting to buy that little slice of heaven in the country, you may need to be prepared well in advance and ready to strike when that property hits the market, because you may not have very much time from when it hits the market to when it's already under contract. So whether you are a few months away from thinking that you're going to be a first-time home buyer or a few years, it's good to get these things, this information under your belt and the plan in place and get pre-qualified well in advance. Just because you are going to have competition in getting those properties when they become available.
Boy, and you guys at Compere are making it so much more comfortable. Give them some of the details again, Steve, on what Compere's first-time home buyer loan program looks like if they qualify, if the property qualifies.
Yeah, so it's 0% down. Now, that doesn't, of course, mean that you have to do 0% down. You can go as low as zero, but maybe you want to put $500 down or 1% or 2%. Any of those things will be accepted. You do have to pay those closing costs, as I said, but we can do a long-term fixed rate on the mortgage. We actually have, this is like a two-loan solution in order to basically account for the entire purchase price. So you have a first mortgage and a much smaller second mortgage. So like on the webinar, we'll kind of reference the so-called Dave Ramsey snowball method and some good tips on how to deal with that. But it can be used for a property up to $400,000. And by the way, we'll consider you a first-time home buyer, not only if you've never owned a home, but if you haven't owned one in the last 3 years. So that should open the program up to a few more people as well.
Nice. Good news. Thanks, Steve. Steve LeFou is along with us. He is one of the specialists when it comes to first-time home buyers and a positive experience with Compeer Financial. They're not just about agriculture lending. They're also ready to help you as a first-time home buyer. You can find out more about their first-time home buyer opportunities by going to their website, Compeer.com. Now remember, to qualify for Compeer's first-time home buyer loan program, the property and applicant or applicants must meet eligibility and underwriting requirements as determined by Compeer. This is not a commitment to lend or extend credit. Program terms, requirements, and conditions are subject to change without notice. Compeer Financial is an equal housing lender, NMLS 619731. Like I said, more details at Compeer.com. Well, enjoy your Easter weekend, everyone. We'll catch up with you on Monday, same time, same channel.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJM. And on the Civic Media app.
Farms hit by drought suffer more than just crop losses. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Drought is a fact of life in agriculture. Aakanksha Melkani is an economist who works with the Daugherty Water for Food Global Institute at the University of Nebraska. She was a guest in a recent episode of the Nebraska on Top podcast from the Middle Republican Natural Resource District in South Central Nebraska.
First of all, it's very straightforward to think that a drought may have an impact on crop yields and so may impact the farmer due to a loss in their crop yields and so their revenue, right? But the other way of thinking about it could be that farmers may adapt to drought by adopting more irrigation or by changing their crop choice.
Melkani says drought presents an additional economic challenge to farmers where water use regulations come into play.
Irrigated farms don't seem to have any change following a groundwater regulation, be it well moratorium or water allocations. They don't seem to change in land value, but non-irrigated farms, dryland farms, well moratorium placed on them, I found a 9% decrease in their land values. I'm still trying to explore what's going on there. So that's a work in progress.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.